USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Still no deal between the U.S. and Mexico to avert import tariffs on Mexican goods starting Monday. President Trump wants Mexico to stem the flow of Central American migrants arriving at the southern U.S. border. He says he's not worried about potential efforts in Congress to stop his plans.
Told Mexico the tariffs go on, and I mean it too, and I'm very happy with it. And a lot of people, senators included, they have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to tariffs. They have no, absolutely no idea.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says we're still moving forward with tariffs at this time. A West Point cadet was killed when a training vehicle overturned in upstate New York. Authorities are investigating the cause of the accident, which left 19 other cadets injured. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Sections of the Gulf Coast have gotten a month of rain in 24 hours, and most of that region is getting even more rain overnight. Also, tornadoes have been reported. The storms dumped more than 3 inches of rain in only 1 hour in parts of Louisiana. That brought deadly flash flooding. One man was killed as he tried to escape his flooded car. 40 miles west of Baton Rouge, parts of Henderson are submerged. Multiple tornadoes were reported as well. One flipped cars over in Baton Rouge. Texas is going to allow more teachers to have weapons in school under bills signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott. One of the new laws allows for a school marshal program that requires 80 hours of training. Also, schools will have even more access to mental health resources. The legislation is the state's response to a 2018 mass shooting where 10 people died at Santa Fe High School near Houston. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New Orleans legend Dr. John has died of a heart attack. Dr. John insisted that the title of his biggest hit more or less summed up his life.
I've been in the wrong place, but it must have been the right time.
In the late 60s, Malcolm Rebeneck, his real name, invented the character Dr. John. He was at the time a producer-songwriter who began the role for another singer who turned it down. The band's drummer made a suggestion to him.
He said, if Bob Dylan and Sonny and Cher and people like that can sing, you can do that.
He won 6 Grammys and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011. Anthony DeCurtis of the Rolling Stone.
This was a guy who just embodied the musical spirit of New Orleans.
Dr. John was 77. The NBA has punished a Golden State Warriors investor and board member for an incident in Game 3 of the playoffs with the Raptors.
Lowry goes diving into the stands. He's upset with a fan.
Kyle Lowry of the Toronto Raptors was shoved by a fan after landing on some courtside seats. The fan was Mark Stevens, the Silicon Valley billionaire who also happens to own a small portion of the Golden State Warriors. The NBA reacted quickly. Stevens has been fined $500,000, and he's been banned from attending any NBA games for a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.